You're upsetting me today. Do you have a drinking problem? It's becoming an issue. You can't just drink every day. That's all. No, you don't put more booze there when I say you have a drinking problem.
Well, I thought you'd want to discuss. Hey!
It's becoming an issue.
I thought you'd want to discuss.
You haven't pooed solid in how long? You just shit and piss.
Well, I pooed solid 2 days ago, but this morning, no. Not so much.
Did you drink last night?
I did not drink last
night. What'd you
do? What's that?
What'd you do?
I went home, I did my sports shit, I worried about my cat.
Yeah?
I gotta go pick her up. She's fine.
Oh,
she's
fine. She probably misses you.
But I did have a drink yesterday afternoon. I took two of our fans out for beverages.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And now what?
And now I'm having a drink. I can't get drunk. I gotta go pick up my cat. I gotta drive.
What?
I gotta go pick up my cat and I have to drive.
Drive where?
Well, I have to drive to the animal hospital because I'm not putting her on the subway. And it's street cleaning at 10:30. So, you know.
So you gotta move the car.
Yeah, so I'll just do it at 10. And by the time I get back, I'll get a spot. And then life will be good. We got t-shirts.
All right. T-shirts don't make your alcoholism go away.
Oh, you sure?
All right, maybe. Let's see.
Because I can go to the O'Connor Pharmacy in Baltimore, Texas, and get my... And it said, you would drink two. There you go. There you go.
How many shirts?
Two.
What? Do you want one?
I think there's a... What are you, medium?
Sure.
Yeah, there's a medium and a large.
Yeah, what are you? Medium?
No, I'm a large. You're the medium. Unless you want the large.
No, I want the medium.
You know what my mother used to say at moments like this?
When you're being you dip your toe into the den of iniquity.
No. She's like,
Gino, pass me my leukemia medicine.
She's like, why are there these spots on my forearm? But she would also say,
what spots?
When you get leukemia, you get little red spots.
Your daughter has leukemia.
She would say, you're being very contrary. That's what she would say.
Oh.
That's what she would say.
Some retarded guy's calling. He wants to talk to you. Can I put you through?
This is actually Speech Impediment Man from Howard Stern. All right. Speech Impediment Man, you are in hot water with Gino and Aaron. What's up, buddy?
How you doing, Gino?
I am fantastic. I didn't realize you were a fan of In Hot Water, buddy.
Yes, I am. I've always been a fan of In Hot Water because I'm always in hot water.
There you go. See what he did there? Now, I would call you slow-talking, good diction guy. Doesn't seem like...
Okay.
It seems like he pronounces everything perfectly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever.
You tell
works.
You tell Howard Stern that the guys at In Hot Water said you were mismonikered. Here, say mismonikered. Exactly.
Mismonikered.
Okay, we're going to call you mini stroke on multiple syllable guy. Look, you tell Howard Stern that he's a bully and you should be called slow talking, better diction than you guy. What do you think of that? Fuck you, Berg. I'm killing
it. It's long enough. Let's not make my name any harder than it already is.
Speech impediment. As he said, let me tell you, you've made less grammatical errors than I have in the course of a show. I mean, you're killing it, dude. Let me, what do you, want to know who my comedy influences are? That's the question?
Yes, I do.
Aaron Berg. Aaron Berg is my comedy influence. Actually, he's my comedy little shoulder on the right call, and you're drinking too much. Don Rickles was a comedy influence. Rodney Dangerfield. My parents were older, so I watched older comics. They're dead now, Speech Impediment Man. They died of cancer.
Okay. My mom passed away of liver cancer.
You got this, sir. Liver cancer. You got to be careful with the liver. Hold on one sec.
Gino, this guy can do the show with you. This guy's great. What's his name?
Speech Impediment Man from the Howard Stern Show.
But you said he had a different name.
Oh, I already forgot it. Perfect, slow-talking, perfect diction guy.
Okay.
Has he mispronounced anything?
I haven't heard.
Let me ask you this. Is this compensation, Speech Impediment Man, because of the name that you've been saddled with, that you're like, you really go out of your way to pronounce things clearly now? Is that a thing?
Well, when I was in school,
how about if we call you a he may be out of breath man? He may be out of, okay, go on. I'm sorry. When you were in school?
No, when I was in school, I always had speech classes.
Right.
And they always told me, they go, you know, you can pronounce the words if you, like, slow down.
This could kill the whole hour. Don't worry, we're good.
And take your
I'm
going to
go
time.
Out for a bit. Do you need anything?
And well, that's what you do. I'll let you know on a little secret that the viewers may not know. When I was in second and third, well, first and third, I skipped second. When I was in first and third grade, I had a bit of a speech. I had to go to speech classes myself. I couldn't say the TH. I would say mutter, brutter. I would. And now, look at my eloquent.
I have a problem with like,
better, I'm losing.
Like the F and the F, like snake and like Frank.
I had problems with the TH as in, why won't you call back Sarah, you filthy whore, you never loved me, keep fucking that Jew.
Well, so, wasn't Alan Sherman?
What's
weren't
that?
You a big fan of Alan Sherman?
I don't know who Alan Sherman. I mean, yes.
Hello, Mother. Hello, Potter.
And there's a janitor in at a school named Raul who's influenced me greatly in the past couple days. So that's a whole nother story. Let me
ask you, do you remember the first joke you ever wrote?
I do. We talked about this, right, Berg? Do you remember the first joke you ever wrote? You're not, what's that? Mine was, well.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Mine was terrible. Mine was, I lived in Delaware, and the ATMs were called money access cards. I'm like, why don't they call it Delaware Instant Cash? Hey, Gene, you coming out with us tonight? Yeah, but I got to go smack dick for $20 first. That was my, thank you. That was my big joke. What'd you do? Hold on. He's got Muttley the dog there laughing at the. Never mind. I'm closing with it. That's my new joke. Normally, I repeat the set three times. Go on.
A car alarm startles you at 4 a.m. You run downstairs, and thankfully, your 1983 Scirocco is still in one piece. But you vaguely remember getting behind the wheel of your high-performance German automobile last night, and you know you hit something. You're not sure what. But there's hair and blood splattered all over the grill of the car and something resembling a small boy's tricycle handlebars wedged under one of the rear tires.
That's the joke?
Coors Light, the silver bullet.
Is he real? Oh, that's you doing that. I swear to God. I thought that was him. It's over for me.
That laugh sounds like, do you remember the cartoon character Muttley?
Yeah, I said that. You must not have heard me. I thought that was you. I apologize, speech. Now, why are you asking that? Like, have you ever thought of doing stand-up? I mean, did they ever drag you on the Whack Pack shows to do shit like that?
Yeah, I do stand-up. I was just at the Comedy Palace in San Diego with Shuley.
Oh, okay. I've done the Comedy Palace. They're good people.
Yeah,
got the shirt.
I've been doing comedy since 1996.
I did not. I was unawares. I didn't realize. So where will you be appearing next? Tell our fans so they can come see you.
Well, I'm going to be at the Comedy Palace again.
Do you live in the San Diego area? I didn't know that.
I live in Garden Grove, California. Remember I came out to see you in February?
February? 1-1.
Yeah.
Where? Was that here?
Yeah, I came to the offices and I sat in for Dave Lantau's show.
Landau.
And I
now it's coming
Jim
apart.
Florentine and Ann Coulter.
That's right. I remember chatting with you on the couch in the green room.
Right.
All right. Well,
and,
next.
I went to.
Spit it out, Junior.
I went to Governor's in Long Island for Tan Mom's comedy show.
Tan Mom. Now, when will you be back on the Howard Stern show?
It's totally up to Howard.
Well, you... Okay. Do me a solid. Next time you're in New York...
Look, let me tell you this. What's Howard paying you? Because I like the cut of your jib, smooth-talking, perfect diction man. And I'd like to bring you over here to Compound.
Sounds like legit.
Some people call it poaching. We just call it making eggs. How much you getting paid over there, perfect-talking diction man?
Talk. What? I mean, Howard's not paying me that much.
Well, do you tell me how much is not much, and I bet I could probably come close to that, if not a bit lower.
Higher.
What?
Higher. You want to go higher. You're not trying to lowball him.
Well, no, we're not going higher. We're giving him good coverage. Now, let me ask you this, perfect auction diction man.
You're changing it every time you say it. Why does that door keep popping up?
Look, when do you come to New York City next?
I guess it's legit news guy.
I don't have any plans. I'm going to Arizona next month.
Yeah, that's close.
Julie.
That's close.
All right, I'll tell you this, sweet-talking daddy-o perfect diction. I don't have an office in Arizona, but I did sell cars in Texas, and now I'm back in New York. And you know why? Because I want you, like Uncle Sam
it's
said.
Good to have him back.
You let me know next time you're in New York. We're going to bring you on the show. You tell this, what's his name, David Johansson?
Howard Stern.
I'll probably be out there this summer.
Well, that works perfectly. I will be here this summer. And you, smooth-talking daddy-o pimp diction, you're going to be on our show. You put this in your book. Do you have a day timer or do you utilize a telephone with a calendar on it?
It's an iPhone.
I'm talking to you on a telephone.
That's the show. Well. That's the show. Have a great weekend, everyone. Have a great weekend. I'm going to go pick up my cat an hour early.
I believe we got ourselves a fifth mic. All right. I like what you're doing there, well-paced, timing metronome speaking fellow. I would like very much for you to be on the show. Now, I don't know if we got to get our Jewish fella in touch with you. His name is Ari. I'm going to get him in touch with you. We're going to figure something out.
Okay.
And I'll tell you this as well, gentle talking large man who walks with a big stick and speaks quietly. I will tell you this. The next time we come to your neck of the woods, you'll be on a show with us. And I don't know what you'll do, but we'll figure something out. You tell this Davidoff guy that you're working with over...
Stern.
Huh?
Howard Stern.
I just farted. You tell... It's Egg Watch. Right? I can't stay on the phone much longer. But I will tell you this, all right? You tell this Steven guy...
Stern. Howard Stern. He's been in radio 4 decades. He just has a new book coming out.
All right. You have whatever words you need to have with this Imus guy.
Nah,
and you tell Imus.
No.
You tell Stern his days are done. We're taking over the morning slot. And you, Skippy talking Jello Mouth, you're going to be on our show. So that's a done deal. I'm talking to Kevin, the police officer, today. He runs things here. And we're going to iron it out. You're going to be on board. You and Lenny Dykstra releasing the story to Variety.
Speech impediment.
Get this out right now.
I went to Lenny high Dykstra, school astronaut, with Lenny. And
he went to high school with Lenny, he said.
What?
Yeah, he came from Garden Grove High School.
Uh-oh.
My brother used to be a baseball scout, and he signed Lenny.
Which one of you knocked his teeth out?
You talk way better than Lenny Dykstra, I'll tell you that, smooth-talking pimp daddy, diction thesaurus boy.
Why don't you leave the jokes to me and do the old stuff about slap a dick around for 20 bucks? I like this fella. You're welcome to call in anytime. And you're part of the show now. You tell this guy that you're working with there, David Stern.
Howard Stern. Howard Stern.
Thank you.
If you Google, if you,
well, you tell him we're done. We're coming for all of them. You and the tanned lady.
Tan mom.
And the...
Tan mom.
Tell him I'm coming to get Artie. You keep Artie. But there's other people.
Is he in jail?
Artie's got a drug problem.
Sorry, what's that?
Yeah, he does now.
I've got a drug problem
as well.
He
can't take him anymore.
I've got a drug problem. These Benzedrines won't get in my mouth quick enough.
Benzedrines. How many followers?
Bennies, uppers, feel-gooders, pills. Long night driving.
You drove all the way back from Baltimore, Texas?
That's correct. Did not sleep for 3 days.
Segwaying right to this. It's good
Hepped
to have you
up
back.
On Benny's.
Do you, let me, and then I'll get back to Legit News Guy. Do you have, how many followers you got on Twitter, Speech Impediment Man?
I just got back on Twitter, they kicked me off. I only got like 70 right now.
Well, that sounds like you're going to bring viewers in. I would like to offer you $600,000 per annum.
It's a bit much.
That's a bit much?
It's a bit much for Toronto.
All right, let me crunch the numbers. I'm going to get back to you.
You're paying him $110,000. You're paying him $11,000 a follower, basically. It's not a good. That's not a good move. It's not a. You're saying each one of his followers, a guy that follows a dude that takes 20 minutes to read a fucking vitamin label, you're saying that this guy's followers will spend $11,000 a year on this show, on T-shirts, mugs, and drinking with me, a guy that takes fucking 3 hours to say the Pledge of Allegiance. You think his followers are worth $11,000 a head?
So you're saying no.
Saying you got to do.
Let me meet with accounting there. Decent talking, yet slow paced, yet enunciating better than he did 2 years ago, fellow.
There you go.
And we'll get back to you. Thank you for calling in.
We're going
to
blow $11,000 on his nameplate alone, and business cards is going to be a lot to fucking write.
That's correct. The business card will be pretty long. Look like a skee ball ticket out of Chuck E. Cheese.
That's so dumb and perfect. We're not doing bumper stickers. We can't. All right, well, look, I almost called you legitimate. All right, speech impediment man or slow-talking perfect diction guy, call back anytime. You have a great weekend, and you tell Howard Stern that you like the In Hot Water show better. Would you do that for us?
I will.
And what's your Twitter handle so we can get you 74 followers?
It's at impediment_man. Speech impediment man. At impediment_man.
Do you think it's... Yeah, thanks, Motley. You think it's bizarre that a guy with speech impediment can say underscore perfectly and use it in a sentence? I think
he's been working on what he's been doing.
Thanks. All right, speech impediment man, have a great weekend.
Tell
thanks.
Stan we're coming for him.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Keep an eye out for that $600,000 check. Keep an eye out for that.
Per annum.
I know. That's Latin for a year.
That's correct.
All right, there you go.
How you been, Gene?
Legit news guy, are you back?
I'm back.
What first of all, it's
I couldn't
so...
sell a car for a goddamn coon's life.
You killed what? You killed more people than sold cars.
I'm not responsible for any murders in any way, shape, or form.
I believe it's called involuntary manslaughter. When you get...
What did I do? You're saying because Donnie passed?
Yeah,
through natural resources?
Not even English. You gave him a massive infection from pulling a perfectly good tooth with filthy pliers from an automotive repair shop. There's no way. That's not an oopsie.
Either want me home or you don't. If you got a problem with me, I'll go back to Texas. I'll honestly tell you, I don't want to, but I will prove a point.
Then you gave Ori cars he couldn't sell. He resorted to running an animal shelter, and the woman...
Well, he sent me a postcard via telegraph, and he said he's doing great.
He was so bad at it, a woman's own dogs actually turned on her from being there. Like, they hated it so much, they killed their owner at the place.
Beep, bitty, beep, bitty, beep, bitty, beep, beep, bitty, beep, bitty. This just in, Gino.
Yo.
I take you live now to Egg Watch.
Oh, thank goodness. Everything seems back to normal. Just seems like we had a real... It was all a dream, Toto.
I was away. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine.
What?
Here's Garrett. I'm back. He's probably missed me. There's our new bumper. There's a little bit of sound. Not too much. There's some more.
We
didn't want to overdo it with sound. I've been editing a documentary I did. And I've noticed audio sync issues are a big problem, so he's back, he's eating eggs. What are you writing down, eggs?
Amy Winehouse.
Ah, lovely. There he is. There's my Make America.
What are you doing?
I'm fat!
It's like we're doing a wide-angle egg watch today.
Yes, another man sitting there, look at that. Fat! I'm a fatty boom batty.
Why do you think you're fat?
I put on some of that Texas good eating, grits. What? Gravy, biscuits.
It's amazing to me because I never realized, legit news guy, that you had the right arm and leg of my co-host, Aaron Berg.
Different fella. I'm off camera. That's just the guy that's sitting there.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Saying he's fat.
Oh, you're saying he's fat because you're saying I.
Fat.
Where'd the egg go?
Well, we're spicing
shit.
It up today.
You're not going to eat that.
That is death hot sauce. Here we go. We're going to see what happens with it. Ah, there we go. Beaten off.
Now, is that like habanero hot sauce, Garrett?
No, it's death.
This is Megadeth. 500,000 Scoville units.
Scoville units, sure.
All right, he's doing it for real. Look at this. He's putting it actually on there. You can see it. Boy. He's very excited. He's going to eat it. I told you you'd miss me, Biscont.
I missed you, too. Just eat it.
It's probably good. Seems like he's enjoying it. There's a little bit of ting there.
You ever have a shot called the Prairie Fire? It's tequila and Tabasco.
He's still doing it. I don't think he enjoys it.
How is it?
Well, you can tell by his face he's not enjoying it.
How hot?
He's tossing the egg around in his mouth in order to, you know, toss the other shit around in his mouth so that it doesn't become an issue.
Can you close that door? Thanks. Is it really
hot, guys?
He says it's kind of hot. Now, we would have never suspected that something that said death on it would be hot. So there's false advertising.
Now, tell me the top ingredient in it. Is it habanero?
Red habanero pods.
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 Yes. Cayenne chili.
Cayenne
white
chili.
Vinegar, natural pepper. Oh my God.
We're spicing up Egg Watch.
Come on, give me half
Let's
an egg.
Let's see Ori do that.
Bring it in. I'll eat half. Come on. I'll do it.
All right.
Whoa.
What about his egg?
There's nothing on
there.
There's
barely anything on there. It's just egg getting in the container.
Is it really hot?
No, it's fake hot.
All right, let's
have it.
Let's bring Egg Watch to a new fucking level.
Get ready.
And by the way, water came. Oh, my.
Gino doesn't care. It's nothing for him. Not a thing. Not feeling a thing. Well,
it goes. It goes immediately.
Yeah.
And you've heard this before, Chrissy Mayer. It goes immediately to the back of your throat.
Right. So you enjoy that?
I did.
You want some more? Just hot sauce?
I'm crying because I'm so happy.
You want me to put some hot sauce on the shelves for you?
Whose idea was that?
What?
Not me eating it. Why? Oh, my God. And they say the worst thing you can do is drink water because it spreads the capsaicin.
Don't touch your eyes.
Touch your eyes.
When I was a kid growing up on a
phone. Gino, touch your eyes. That was good. Well, I got a big breaking news story.
All right, let's hear.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
You need a moment?
I'm good.
Remember the other day you almost vomited?
Yeah.
That was cool. That's pretty awesome. You almost threw up. Like a fraternity boy.
I can't even burp. Here's the thing. Like, that's just not good. Like, why do people do that? Like, I love... All right, it really burns. I love... spicy, you know, like I like a little Tabasco or Chipotle, and I grew up, my Aunt Olga made hot peppers that were so fucking, I'm drooling now.
When was this, yesterday?
No, she died 2 weeks ago.
Oh. From what?
Too hot to laugh.
I'm telling you, that's, like, you ever go in, oh my God, my lips are numb. You ever go and get buffalo wings? And they're like, do you want them hot, or do you want them like emergency room? No. Look at Garrett. It's like, no, I don't want them emergency room.
Yeah,
I want to taste.
Enjoy them, yeah.
Yeah.
Give me that fucking bottle. I'm shoving it. Oh, my God.
You want more? Or you didn't like it?
Someone go get me milk.
Gabby's not here anymore.
Oh.
She used to come in and take the milk.
Did she?
And then we'd fuck her in the bathroom.
What'd you say?
Like, skim, usually.
I had a friend...
No,
one time,
didn't.
She got it in her eyes, and it was scalding her, and they...
Scalding
and,
or scalding?
It's scalding or scalding.
I think it's scalding.
I feel like you're scolding me.
Yes.
And she had to fucking...
I haven't had sex in about a week.
Why?
I'm real horned up.
I haven't either.
When I just said that I used to fuck Gabby, I got all turned on.
Come here.
Did that ever happen to you?
What do you got? Milk. Whole milk.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
You ever get all turned on when you... Hi, Chrissy. Gabby's gone. Think you got a bra on there?
Oh. Can I pour it out of my tit?
What's that?
Hey, Duke, rape's not legal. You want to stop I fucking Chrissy?
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Well, we could use one of them.
I have an idea. Give me a cup. Damn it.
Oh, wait, what are we doing here? Here.
I'm going to pour it out of my tit.
What are you doing, drinking milk, Gene?
Hold on, here, I'll do it.
Make it look like it's coming in
And the boobies. You got to turn more. That reminds me of John Boriamo's eye at Stand Up New York.
Oh, you like that? Get it all. Hold on. Hold on. A little more. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. There you go.
Gino, it looks like the milk is coming out of a breast.
Yeah, it's a bit we're doing. It's called Tit Watch.
Oh, I'd like to sign up for that. Where can I watch these tits?
Oh, thank God. I can't remember the last time I had milk.
Is that better?
It's a lot better.
That
get
wasn't
some
real
milk.
That was all ejaculate I left in the fridge.
Why is it so... You ever see the Family Guy? Oh. Hold on.
Okay, can we move on with the show? Or you're just going to say shit's hot for 8 minutes.
What are my options again?
Move on with the show and say shit's hot for 8 minutes.
Shit's hot. Let's move
it's
on.
It's really hot, though. That's
all right. Oh, is it hot for both of you still?
Yeah, drink the milk. You'll be fine. Thank you. All right, what do we got? What's this story, legit news guy? Welcome. By the way, welcome home.
Well, thanks. What'd I miss?
I don't know. Ori's running a school now.
I heard some guy choked on his own yak.
Oh, yeah. It's called a Brooklyn Open, Mike.
Oh, well, that's sad. It was probably a nice guy.
Nah, he was a total fucking tool. And I every morning I wake up, I'm like, thank you, God, for my life, my wealth, my health, my cat, and for killing that fucking piece of shit.
What a piece of garbage he
was. What a piece of garbage. He's dead. Hold on. He's still fucking dead.
I would like to see this happen. I would like to see women that toss fake allegations around sentenced to death as well.
Mm. No. It's the opposite. I want them to live a long fucking life of lying to themselves. I want this. Oh,
why?
Because when
how excited would you be if she was dead too?
It wouldn't be as much fun as watching her tweet lies and knowing that she's sitting there watching. You know, let's say she had a 5-minute special on some streaming network, and she's just like, "Where's my next one? I don't understand. This was my breakout. Now you filled a box. Your box is filled. You're done." So
done.
I want her to live a
finished.
Long.
Over.
Yeah, I want her to live a long life of waiting, like, why not me? And find new ways to be a victim.
Oh, this is stupid.
What?
I don't know. I've got a story. Can I pass you through to the story?
You could just tell me the story. You don't have to patch me through to the story.
Yeah, well, that's a big story. I thought you guys were doing patching through now. You got a new guy here.
I can't have
found
this...
out his name. Stefan.
Stefan.
Stefan. He's French, I believe.
Steven.
Steven.
Yes.
Steven. How do you spell that?
Steffon. Steven.
Oh, all right. Well, there's a big breaking news story. Are you prepared? Breaking news. Breaking news. This just in, Gino.
What do you got?
Really cool-looking man had a bad day, and then he choked a cashier over smashed chips.
A Pennsylvania man launched a literal snack attack. You can tell that's the New York Post. If there's a U in it, it's the Daily Mail. If it's something that rhymes early, New York Post. When he choked a grocery store clerk for smashing his potato chips while bagging them at the checkout counter. Bradley Bauer, do we have a shot of this handsome gentleman?
I've got to get it. I just got back to the office, but there it is.
Bradley Bauer, 55, who later told cops he was just having a bad day, was arrested at a Giant's food supermarket in the town of New Cumberland, the York Dispatch reports. Quote, Bauer stated he had several bags of chips and he didn't want them to get smashed up. Bauer said the cashier put the bags in with canned goods and he was smashing the chips that Bauer was purchasing. And then he said to a man that looks like that, after the cashier bagged them, he asked him, if he had a problem, because the guy Bauer was giving him dirty look for smashing his chips. So the stupid clerk goes, "Do you have a problem?" to that dude. And the guy goes, "Do you?" And he reaches over the counter and just starts choking him with one hand to the point where he can't even swallow anymore. Why is that so simple and so funny? That apparently ruffled Bauer, grabbed him by the throat. Bauer stated that he knew he was wrong. He said he was having a bad day and the chips just sent him over the edge. That's a story on its own.
Now, Gene, do you know what type of chips these were?
Salt and vinegar.
Very well played, sir. Very
stole
well
that from
played.
Garrett. I watch all the shows. He's great.
You know, my favorite holiday is Flag It Day.
It's Flag Day. That's not coming up for a while. Yeah.
Sometimes I really wish that I had money for a spaceship so I could fly to the coon.
The moon. Subtle.
All right, well, I've been able to get in touch with this gentleman. I'm sure you'll ask
yeah,
his
I'd love
name.
To, Lurch, who declined medical attention at Red Mark after the incident, said he had trouble swallowing. Never happened to you, Chrissy. Bauer was set to be arraigned Wednesday on a simple assault charge.
Got him. You want to Skype him in?
Oh, I'd love to Skype him in.
Perfect. Let me pass him through, fellas.
Hold on. Let me get right. All I'm drinking here for the next hour is
milk.
I'll
tell you this. In Texas, you feel a little scared for your life sometimes because black people have guns.
I thought everyone had guns.
Sorry, what?
Nothing. You're on. Hey! How does a guy that big have the tiniest lips I've ever seen?
Hey, man, how you doing?
You okay, buddy?
Yeah, things are good. I had a bad day.
You had a bad day. So what kind of chips were they exactly? It's like you had several bags?
Yeah, several bags. I like chips.
Okay. And canned goods. What are you getting canned goods and chips? That's quite a purchase.
Just in case the apocalypse. Every time I go out, I buy some canned goods and just put them in my bunker in PA.
Really?
That day I was getting Stromal chili, also canned beans, some canned Alpo, some soup, the chunky soup.
Right.
And I like the one with truffles in it.
Truffles?
And also butter.
What do you do with the butter?
I just take the butter home and I use it to make eggs and sometimes I put it on my chips.
That doesn't sound healthy. So apparently
this... You ever put butter on chips?
What's that?
You ever put butter on chips?
No.
I do not.
What?
The thick ones with ridges, they take the butter the best.
Take the butter the best? That sounds like something a rapist would say. Yeah, the 8-year-olds, they take the butter the best. All right, look creepy.
Yeah.
You okay?
You ever try and put just butter on like a flat chip? It'll crack. It falls everywhere. Then you're just crumbling it up in your fist and eating butter and chips all crumbled. But
no one eats butter
ridges
and chips. No one needs to know what chips take the butter the best. No one's doing that.
Tostitos scoops, they're good too.
And you put butter on them?
The lime one, they don't take the butter good.
Why don't you just put salsa on them? Of course.
And I tried spraying them with Pam. Now, does not taste good.
My next question is,
say it's butter flavor. It's not really butter flavor.
When you say the really big thick chips, right? The really big thick chips?
Yeah.
Like, how big would you say they're? They're probably the size of a half dollar, right?
A bit bigger.
Okay, even slightly bigger. Now, how big would you say your mouth is?
Smaller than that.
Okay. Now, how long does it take you to eat a single chip? Especially one that really takes the butter well. You okay?
If I'm driving, maybe half hour.
So really, how is someone your size when you have the mouth slightly bigger than a hummingbird? How long does it take you to eat an entire meal?
Depends. Like, example, you want like a steak, a baked potato, side of broccoli?
That sounds like plenty, yeah.
4.5 hours.
How are you so big then? You would think your metabolism can easily keep up with...
Milkshakes.
Oh, do you eat a lot of milkshakes?
Hmm?
You eat a lot of milkshakes.
Yes, I do.
Here's a fun thing. If you like...
Usually about in the morning, I'll have one. I put protein in it because I do go to the Planet Fitness. So I will do... I'll do about maybe 12, 14 shakes a day. Usually Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, whole milk.
You understand? There's a difference between, like, you know, a health...
Shake
food
time. I got to get it ready.
There's a difference between a health food shake and just eating... Like a McDonald's type milkshake. You know, there's not even real milk in milkshakes at McDonald's.
The McDonald's ones, they come in a bag and then they put them in a machine. I've seen it done because I've also just asked for the bag sometimes.
Here's the thing. If you like chips and butter and you like milkshakes, here's what you do. And I'm sure you're familiar with this. You ever go to Wendy's and you get the Frosty?
Yeah, Frosty's okay, but the problem is the spoon is too big to fit in my mouth.
But here's what you do. You get a Wendy's French fry. Have you done this? And you dip it in the Frosty. Anyone ever done that?
Yeah, my niece does that, and I looked at her all weird.
But that would seem to be the perfect, you know, thing for you to eat your milkshake with, because I would think the fry would just barely...
All this milkshake talk, you got me thinking.
Doesn't sound like a milkshake. Are you all right? Are you okay? Are you? Could you? This is so stupid. What are you people doing? It's I don't know why it's funny to me. It's so stupid. Bradley. Are you going to eat potato chips, too? I don't care. I don't care. Did you get your postage stamps? I'm going to go pick up a cat fucking cut in half after... Bradley! We can call back. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. He's not going to make it. Look at him. Bradley! I can't even. Can't. How could someone that has such an easy life, all you do is drink milkshakes and eat potato chips? Are you okay? Are you... Bradley! I didn't realize you had such a small esophagus. Do you see the irony? You choke someone and now you're choking to death. Bradley! I can't even. His face is redder than his shirt right now. His face. Bradley! What the fuck was that? What? I don't even know what just happened. Bradley. Such a nice man. Bradley? You okay? Did he die?
A little bit of a close call, man.
Yeah, you got to be careful. I would imagine you don't have a lot of room in there, so you really got to pace the... And those milkshakes, it seemed really thick, and you one-timed it. Don't you ever get those ice cream headaches from drinking too fast?
You're probably right.
He's not going to make it. He's done.
You're probably right.
Just going to drink my milk. What?
I'm hungry again.
You just had a milkshake. What are the odds he's going to have another milkshake? There it is. It's like he just hit a button. By the way, you're just you today?
Feeling better, man. That was close. This is Ben and Jerry's fish food, and I made it with... I bought the Nesquik chocolate milk that comes in the plastic container.
So wait, can I ask you something? Are they milkshakes, or do you just nuke like a Ben and Jerry's and then eat it with a straw?
Yeah, but I had the chocolate milk to cool it back
up. That doesn't make it a milkshake. That just makes it soft ice cream that you're eating with a straw. Probably not healthy. That's not a healthy... Okay. I gotta imagine your Schultz.
You were the drink. Phillies lost last night, man.
They did, their first loss.
It's upsetting.
I'll tell you something. But that was
good.
That was a great game.
Delicious.
I'll tell you something else you gotta be excited about, Jacob DeGrom. That guy is fucking fun to watch.
14 strikeouts and one home run.
First, only the fifth pitcher in the past 50. How many milkshakes are you going to have? DeGrom's the fifth pitcher in the past 50 years to have 14 Ks and a home run the same game. I don't know why I'm telling you that. Well, this fucking would be... Oh, I forgot we have Alan, too. It's a goddamn party. Okay.
I had a bit of a hiccup there.
What is that? What are you... I can't... Are you having a stroke? Are you just... I just envision him... Knock. All right, look. Watch this. Hey, what's your name again? Look at him. What's your name again? He's done. What?
Just hang on. Let me just get this down.
Okay. What flavor milkshake was that?
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Yeah, see, that has cookies in it that will get lodged in your tiny, freaking hummingbird-like trachea.
So you were asking my name?
Yes.
Bradley Bauer.
It's almost like you looked it up while you were knocking things over and microwaving whatever your next pint of Ben and Jerry's is. Well, Stefan's enjoying himself. Thank God for that.
Pralines and cream. All right, man, I'm out of stuff. I'm going to go back to the store.
Okay.
Stay on the phone with me? How's your kitty doing?
The vet called me moments. I.
All right, I got my chips and my ice creams.
I have a feeling you're going to get yelled at by
Hello?
The vet. I always get yelled at by people. Me. It's like I don't care that they yell at me. What are you doing?
Paper or plastic?
Plastic, please.
Guy sounds like a...
Oh,
janitor.
Those are some nice chips. I love these kettle corn kettle chips.
Yeah, they're the thinner ones. I don't put butter on these ones. They don't take the butter too good.
And Denton Moore stew, huh?
Yeah. How are we getting 20 minutes out of this fucking story? It's amazing.
I also got this Hormel stuff, and I got some Campbell's soup cans as
well. It's amazing.
Same bag?
Yeah, if you can put the soup cans under the chips, because I don't want the chips all mashed
up. Sure, hold on. Oh, sorry.
Son of a stupid bitch!
Sorry, sir.
Damn it.
You got to be really careful bagging Hummingbird Man's groceries.
God, thank God for
milk. I said, chips on top! You crushing my chips!
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Done. Sir, do you have a manager here?
Sorry.
I would possibly like a coupon or an apology.
Are you choking him while you're asking for a manager? Here's what you do. Let's say, even if he was going to get you a manager, he can't talk when you're choking him. Here's what you do. You either strangle him or get a manager. You can't strangle him while asking for a manager.
Hey, one sec, Gene. I got this bastard.
He's not a bastard. He's just a guy bagging your groceries. He's not Al-Qaeda. He's just fucking putting Ben and Jerry's and fucking potato chips in a bag. What time did you get up, Alan? How's the co-host? I know. I don't even know what you're doing now. I don't know what that is. Why does it keep playing music? What sound clip is it that it goes from milkshakes to fucking
hey,
a rock?
Man.
You back?
I'm good.
How are you?
A little bit of a problem over there.
It seems like you're dealing with some issues.
Yeah. I mean, they messed up my chips.
They didn't mess
that
up.
That sounded like Luca Brasi choking in The Godfather.
Here's what you need. Remember that? Here's what you need to do. You ever put a little, like, maybe to speed up your metabolism? You ever put the...
How do you know I'm not in good shape and just maybe my head's fat?
Because if you're skinny, you're a walking candy apple. Here's my thing. You ever think of putting, like, maybe a hot sauce in your food? Like the devil hot sauce?
Gino, you want to see what the guy looked like at the store?
I do.
Yeah, never mind. You heard. We can't.
Did we even bother calling Lenny Dykstra today?
No, I ain't calling him. I don't know. He was on the boss's show.
He did great on the boss's show.
Yeah.
Oh.
What are we going to say? Hey, everything that Anthony asked you.
Yeah. We should call him up and be like, why did you yell the N-word at a oil can boy and just have him yell at us and hang up?
You're not allowed to say that anymore.
Doesn't matter. Who'd we get? We got Speech Impediment Man or whatever we call him.
He's coming over here from the Stern show, I heard.
Yes. We
Daniel Stern.
Daniel Stern is the guy from City Slickers and what was the kid? He was the voiceover.
Hey, look at me choking the guy.
Okay, here we go. So dumb. Why is a guy that old and fat working at a convenience store? I mean, I'm going to be honest, you probably did him a favor. If a guy that age and that shape is working at a Quick Check, you put him out of his fucking misery. By the way, why did you that's the weirdest looking, it's a speakeasy. What kind of, welcome back. That's the editing that's getting us Emmy Awards. So you walked into a place, you purchased Ben and Jerry's that you were going to let melt into a milkshake.
Yeah.
You got a couple potato chips. And when the guy was ringing out, you stabbed his hand to the checkout counter. Are you back at the store? I didn't get this bit.
Yeah, problem should be solved now. How you doing? There we go. Microwave my ice cream.
It's not healthy. Yeah.
Time for snacky. Snacky. Hello, you.
Hey. Hey, Bradley.
That's good ice cream.
Okay. Do you realize you've had 3 milkshakes in the past 10 minutes? Each one the size of a pint of Ben and Jerry's.
Who's counting?
I am. That's three. Probably not healthy. Is it possible? Oh, that took long enough. That had to be coming. Thursday. It's Thursday. thing. All right, Bradley. What is this? Hold on. What is that thing? Bradley, obviously the milk is going to give you gas. I get that. All right, Bradley, we're done here. You good? We're going to get to some guests. We got some stories. Nope. Everything's coming together. Anything? Okay. Bradley, you there? Bradley? He's not going to make it.
Yeah.
Okay, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
What kind of tiny spoon do you think he uses to eat his melted ice cream?
Like, you ever go to...
like a grapefruit spoon?
No, those have the ridges. He'll kill himself. You ever see, you when you go to, like, Ben and Jerry's or something and you sample
it? Tasting spoon?
Yeah, yeah. He eats everything with a taste, or an espresso spoon. Everything's with an, excuse me, Alan, an espresso spoon. He eats everything with that. But you would think... that would slow him down and keep him skinny. But the problem is, he funnels melted Ben and Jerry's through a straw. He siphons it in, and he has, like, apparently 3 every 20 minutes. So that's not good, right? Can we get to the guests?
Hey, Gene. That was a great guest.
He was great. I'm a little concerned.
Choked a guy over chips, and then you got, like, half an hour out of it.
The funniest thing is just what he did. He just walked, hey, how you doing? Just magical glasses. The yeah. funniest thing, he's like, why would you say to that guy, do you have a problem? Why would you say that to him? It more? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, we got 2 guests. We're going into stoppage time today. But before we get to them, I wanted to just check in. I know that there was a bit of an incident yesterday.
Yesterday there was an incident?
Yeah. I just heard... tail end of it, but apparently a small school in Texas won like awards for having the highest grading curve, and they're doing phenomenal. So I wanted to patch you through to Stefan, who would patch you through to Garrett, and then we'll see if we can patch you through to this guy.
They're doing right. Phenomenally, you're saying?
Phenomenally.
It's an adverb.
I'm
modifying
going to
how
patch
doing.
You through to Garrett. Please stand by.
The new guy is killing it.
No, I'm not.
he's new guy.
He's John Sununu guy.
There was a
Here's
character
a fun
called
thing to
Nunu.
Do. Watch this, people. Ta-da!
Patching you through.
The special effects alone. All right, Garrett, hi, I'm sorry.
What up, Gino B?
What is that? What are you doing there?
What?
What up, Gino B? Is that some new hip thing you're doing?
You want to talk to me?
No, they patched me through to you because you were going to tell me about a school that's doing incredible work, the grading curve or something.
Oh, Ori and Raul? Those
yes.
guys?
Yes, Ori and Raul.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Really turning that place around.
I mean, is there a visual? Is there a, are you patching me through to them? Or?
I don't know. You just came in here. I'm just
no,
sitting
no,
here
Berg.
Working.
Aaron patched me through to Stefan, who patched me through to you, who said they were going to patch me through to the school.
Yeah, Gene.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, the ideas are in here. In our heads.
What? I don't even... So you're just going to...
You can't have a visual on the screen until we have the idea, yeah. and then we put it on the screen. We can't discuss that while we're on the mic with you, and you're in here.
So what... then do it, and I won't do anything.
But the whole show relies on us, like, surprising you, yes. and then the banter back and forth.
Set it up.
Yeah.
Lead us into it.
Lead us into it, and then that'll help us.
Hey, let's take you live to the Oreo... Excuse me. The Sandra Day O'Connor School. See if they put the hyphen up yet.
How do you even know he's still at the school?
Yeah, we're doing that.
You told me we were doing that.
No, I said there was a school that had great grades. Do you not think that knowing Ori, that he would go in, turn a school around in a day, get their grades up, and then leave and go on to his next
I have 2 stories here about a bank robber. What was that last
word? Can I get unpatched? What's going on here?
Why is he still patched?
Just patch me through to the Sandra Day O'Connor or whatever school has these incredible numbers you're telling me about. Patch me through. I got either that or to a hummingbird eating a milkshake. One of these.
Hey, Gene, it's Aaron.
I know. I was talking to you a minute
Why'd
ago.
Why'd you piss off the guys in the booth?
I didn't. What did I do?
You know how fragile it is over here, and you're yelling at these guys.
How
and
fragile
them?
They are? Because if it was fragile over there, you'd be falling through your chair or something. Because it's not. Here we
well,
go.
Well, I don't know. I just know that there's an issue.
What is the fucking problem with these prima donnas?
I'm going to put you through to Ori. Can you hang on one second?
Ah, what a relief.
And make sure you congratulate him, because you were all over his ass yesterday.
Because he said this.
Hey, Gene.
Hey, Ori, how are you, buddy?
Top of the world.
Congratulations. Man. I heard you got great goings on over at the Sandra Day O'Connor School.
Easy in, easy out. When Raul was great, maybe dodging about 14 premeditated murder cases.
Right, right.
Killed all the gay lords.
Yes. You killed
really
the gays
the
and
grades.
And the Jews, and you're saying
no,
the great
Jews were fine.
Oh,
I told
okay.
you, their parents were donating to the library.
What if, that's a great question, Teddy. What if they're gay Jews? Do they survive because they're Jews and they help bring up the GPA, or do they go the way of the other ones because they're gay lords?
I should have asked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Raul did most of the dirty work. I had a handgun. By the way, getting a tattoo removed, not as easy as one would think.
No, I forgot about that.
Spent 18 hours at a laser clinic off of Almeida Parkway.
That's Almeida?
Yeah.
I thought that's in Cali. Let me ask you this. While you were there, why didn't you have him just fill in a couple of the puzzle pieces in your face?
Oh, you mean like tattoo the color of my skin over the white of my skin?
Or maybe just put, yeah, or maybe just have another tattoo over that. Like, you know, like a tribal symbol or something.
In hot water.
These yes. are interesting opinions. What would I get done around my mouth?
Or considering how it looks like a string of islands, you could just have the words Indonesia or Guam. Thank you. Scrawled right across your forehead, and you could say you're from there.
It's a good idea.
Something to kick around next time.
All right, I will kick it around instead of dead gay bodies.
Yeah, you got a lot of dead gay. Now, how did you get around? Let me ask you this, and congrats again. But when they come to award you with this merit or citation or medal or plaque, whatever the fuck they do, and whatever that 12221 zip code is, how do you make sure they don't see all these, what do you have, about a dozen, 14 bodies?
Boom! Great question, Gene. How do you get rid of 14 gay high school bodies?
How do you do it?
And that is how I answer you. How do you? I'll tell you how.
Thank you.
You got to open up a new business. O'Connor Contracting.
So are you, let me see, because I watch Columbo a lot. Let me guess what you did. You started a building, right? You're creating a building. And
mostly land.
But when you're laying the foundation to the building, you put the, let's just say hypothetically.
Yeah,
14,
usually you would use cement.
Right.
I'm using cement and gaylords.
So 14 gay dead bodies, and then you pour the cement over them, and then people will never find them.
Correct. You know, Amundo.
You know, one time, this is what you should do. This is what Columbo, a murderer on Columbo did. He laid the foundation, and then he, you know, made sure that Columbo was onto him. The guy dug up the foundation, found nothing, and then he put the bodies in.
Give me one sec. Roll. Get this down.
Columbo called
Lay the foundation, then call the police to come look for the gay bodies.
Yeah, just,
there'll
you
be
just
nothing, and then we'll put the gay bodies
you
under
You taunt
there.
Him into it in a cat and mouse game, be like,
just
why don't
sure
you dig it up?
Just make sure Raul got that, please. Raul?
You,
right. Hi, sir.
Perfect.
There's Raul. I saw Raul right. on the elevator.
Well, let's get to work, Raul. Did you bring some of your other spick-eared friends?
What?
Si, si, senor.
Hola. ¿Dónde está trabajo?
Work.
Now.
Adesu. Now is ahora mismo.
Ahora mismo.
You didn't
trabajo.
He didn't even make the sound. He just gave me the face.
El Barrio Gaylords.
That's not even Spanish. You just said El Barrio.
Raul, I like all these workers that you brought for us that we do not have to pay legally. Which would be the best ones to rape?
I would say the female ones.
Raul, always two steps ahead of me, my friend. That is why I will call you my partner in life.
What happened to your accent, Ori?
I changed it because now we're on a Netflix series called Gaylordos. It's like Narcos, but with Gaylordos. Would you like me to go back to speaking normal?
Normally.
I don't care. I saw you in a dress and a wig, man.
Boink Bacon.
Oh.
Hey! Tell me Caesar!
Get the guest
Caesar!
On,
El Gordo! Barry!
My cat!
Barry Conde Shovel! No Weed Whacker! Chavel! Dig!
Did you say Chavel?
Bueno! Bueno!
There you go. All right.
Raul.
How deep do they gotta dig this hole for 14 people?
Yo,
Ori, we gotta do 14 individual 6 feet holes.
Ori, I know it's not my place.
Can we just do like 20 feet deep and just throw them all in?
Maybe 20 feet deep.
Ori, I know it's not my place. If I can interrupt you a sec. Now, sure. When you start a contracting company, don't you usually have specific machines to do this? Like, don't you have like you know things that? Don't you have things that dig ditches? Don't you have, like, giant excavators? Otherwise, you're not really a contracting company.
So you're saying we need a bigger machine?
No, I'm just saying otherwise you're just a contracting company that put 10 Mexicans in the back with shovels.
All right. Hola, El Bulldozer. Dígame.
El Bulldozer may be bulldozer in Spanish. I'm not sure.
We're on it, Gene.
Thank you.
Gonna get rid of these dead gay bodies.
See how much easier that is?
Much easier.
Yeah. Why would you just give 10 shovels to illegal immigrants when
and
you're
now
running?
I probably don't even need all these immigrants.
You probably. Yeah. I think you and Raul can just operate the things yourselves, save yourself the money, and you know what? Maybe avoid all the questions you're gonna get about having 10. There we go. There we go. There, one, two, eight.
Andale.
Three.
Oh, Dios mío.
Buenos noches!
I mean, there was only six. Are you keeping four?
Nah.
There we go. Reload. Well, that won't leave any room for error. There you go. There you go. There you go. All right, they're dead. I get it. Ori, can I talk to you a second?
Yeah. You ever work out in the heat? I really feel like a man.
Ori. Legit news guy came back today. I want you to know that.
Right.
Legit news guy came back to New York. I think you should too.
Well, me and Raul are working outside and just enjoying it.
You've killed 24 people in the past 24 hours. And now you're having a
crisp, clean, proper.
Yeah, you guys
Raul,
can slide on up.
This one is for you. There we go. Let me get myself one here. Crisp, clean,
proper. O'Connor,
did you just kill 14 gay lords Jesus and need Christ. A place to bury them? And you and your somewhat Latin friend that really knows how to keep a secret are just doing some excavating, but you need to chill out.
Doesn't that guy play Dangerfields?
No, Ori, we killed 20 now.
20 people dead.
Is that Queen Higgs?
14
crisp,
gay lords, 10 Mexicans.
Clean, proper, O'Connor, proper lager. For when you're killing gays in the heat.
Oh, fuck.
In the heat.
All right, Gene, we'll get back to you in a bit. Get to your guests.
Come home. Ori, come home. Excuse me. Hey! Welcome back. Hey. People, I know it's been a long week. We had to get to our guests.
The only show where they almost forget they have guests.
We tell you.
All right, and that's a wrap. You guys have a great weekend.
That's all we have time for today. Ladies. By the way, some guy got choked for potato chips. That's great. Okay.
From the Weekend Sex Podcast, Alan Fuchs.
Fuchs.
Is it Fuchs this week?
It is Fuchs.
Used to be the
I'm
artist.
Not changing it that much.
Artist formerly known as Alan
AKA
Finn.
AKA Alan Finn.
Because all your shit's not the same.
Chrissy just helped me with my social media.
We
did a lot of work over there on the couch.
Yeah. And the lovely Chrissy Mayer. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. I'm good. I'm going to be at Lucy's this Friday in Pleasantville. Lucy's Laugh
Wanted
Lounge.
Wanted to thank you for getting Gabby Hoffman to come out and be the ring girl. Monday at Foxy Boozy Boxing, whatever it was.
What a ring girl she was.
She's known. Yeah.
She refused to get into a bathing suit.
Yeah,
I told her that that's like common, but she was like,
she's
no.
Very hard to contain. Now,
you guys spared no expense for that boxing match.
I gotta tell you, and I will give Berg props because I'm like, this is so dumb. It really, I watched it the other day. I'm like, turned out.
Salute.
It turned out interesting.
Excuse me one minute. Ori, are you still drinking?
We're working and drinking. You do what you're doing. We're doing what we're doing.
God bless you. All right. So so the weekend.
You kept the shirt on.
What's that?
You didn't get this robe like Brian McCarthy did.
Dude, someone sent me a picture, our good friend Angela,
yeah,
of Brian McCarthy from that thing when he mooned me, whatever mm-hmm. precipitated that.
Moon you. Yeah.
And there's actually a picture of his junk.
You see his huge cock?
Did you see it, dude?
Huge.
Micro-penis. It's like my grandmother used to have this thing she'd put on her thumb when she was sewing.
Yeah.
A thimble?
It reminded me of that.
Brian McCarthy's dick? How did your grandmother sew like that?
He could fit it into that.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Alan, how's your hog?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girthy. See, Alan didn't oversell it.
No.
Alan's like, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Gets the job done.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got that medium dick energy.
Yeah.
Medium dick?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Slightly over medium.
See, now it's
slightly over medium dick energy.
That's small dick energy. That's
slightly over medium.
And you have to.
Over thick. Like, somewhat thick.
Pretty
thick.
And Alan, you have a girlfriend, yeah?
Yeah, I do.
You guys do sex?
We do the sex.
Lovely young lady. I've had the pleasure
of
meeting.
With consent?
Well, when I ask.
Nice. That's what consent is.
Okay. She's semi-consensualish.
Right.
Yeah. No, she's into everything. She loves girls. She's, she's awesome.
Oh, she really?
She's really into girls.
L'chaim.
Yeah. Really, really, like, hot, horny for girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Chris. So, really.
What's her name?
I can't say her name. She asked not to be mentioned.
Yeah, things could get a bit randy if we said her name. So, let me ask you this. It seems to me like.
Raul Proper Lager.
I'm trying to think what voice that is. And I'm asking you as well, Chrissy. Doesn't it seem like she's just more of a lesbian that just likes to have a dude around to make it less, you know, like, hey, I'm not a lesbian, I'm bi, because I have this dude watching me fuck another chick.
I would love watch her fuck another chick.
Really?
We haven't done that yet.
You
I would
said
love
she
that.
Chicks.
I know. We just haven't done it. We got
it's like less threatening to be into girls.
What did he say?
Let me watch.
Or
you
he's got a bit of
chick,
a. He's coming home soon. So you've never.
Not yet.
The couples I've been with, I've been more into the girl than the guy.
So want to come over? You swung with couples?
No, I was the unicorn. I was the lone.
Would you do a threesome? Would you want to do a threesome with us?
I mean,
Frank probably wouldn't let it though.
Maybe if he could, he watch.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
You all can watch. I'm trying to promote my Twitter.
He could give us water.
Twitter. I have a new Twitter handle.
Oh yeah. God.
But you both just casually said you've done threesomes all the time.
Not all the time. It's one summer. One great,
fabulous
summer.
One summer. So you really packed it in, no pun intended.
You and Frank.
No pun intended.
No, it was before Frank.
Oh, before
Frank. Does Frank know about this?
Yes, yeah.
And does that turn Frank on?
I don't know.
How do you
Why
not
wouldn't
know?
It?
Watch this.
No.
Watch this. Watch this. It's this simple. You've talked to me about it for half a minute. Does it turn me on?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's obvious, right? Right? Yeah.
Roll.
Let's
talk
about Chrissy's asking me about like her hair color on the couch. I'm like, it doesn't matter.
Come lay down on the blanket because it's hot.
She looks hot.
Thank you. I was in Atlantic City this weekend with Amory. We're doing shows. Someone threw a sandwich at her while she's on stage.
Why did they throw a sandwich?
We were doing comedy by the porta potties at the Atlantic City Convention Center. Atlantic City Convention Center. And it was called the AC Beer Fest. And
come
it was
lay
like
on the picnic
2 days straight. We did like 3 hours of comedy each.
Well, who books that?
This woman named Leslie. She's out in Atlantic City.
Now, all right, but that's the business we've chosen. Like, you do weird things like that, and that's the thing. It's like you've done tons of great gigs, and you're doing Lucy's this Friday, but you're sitting there telling us, or excuse me, tomorrow, if you would. That's what comics do. Like, I did a gig in front of a porta potty with our friend Amory and Edison.
Porta potties, it was
that tickles.
Are you having a gay? I can't even. All right, speaking of gay experience, so you do the Weekend Sex podcast.
Yes.
Let me see if I can
Weekend
remember
Sex.
Name. Keanu Thompson, is that
iTunes,
correct?
Spotify.
Reeves.
Keanu Thompson.
I'm so drunk too. This is crazy that we're doing this, man.
That movie with the.
Why is Weed Guy?
I'm so drunk.
Why is Weed Guy fucking Ori O'Connor? Oh, that's a creepy noise.
Hey, man, sorry to interrupt. I'll walk away. You two guys get back to what you were doing, man.
Weed Guy?
Not a problem at all.
I was going
to
drink a milkshake.
Hey, Gene.
Is that okay?
I
was just out. There was some landscaping happening outside my apartment, and I came out, and these two dudes are kissing.
You live...
Oh, gross.
You live in... What do the dudes look like?
One guy's kind of like Mexican, but talks black.
Right.
And the other guy...
So he's Dominican.
Yes.
I couldn't tell. He looks like he's melting or something.
All right, well, it's always good. It's always good to hear from you, Weed Guy.
Thanks, man. How you been?
Pretty good. You like podcasts, Weed Guy?
I love pod.
My buddy, no, podcast. P-O-D. P-A-S-T-S. Because my friend Alan Finn does a podcast called The Week of Sex.
Fukes, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, is it Fukes?
I was on
it's
it
Fukes.
One.
It's Fukes. I only
Why'd
changed
you change it.
It. I went
this is what
from
happens when you change it.
My real last name is Fukes.
Right.
And I went back to Fukes.
Oh, so you? Why'd you change it to Finn?
It was my family changed it to Finn when I was about 16 years old.
Your name is Finn. When you started comedy,
originally Fukes.
When you started comedy, what was your last fucking name?
My last name when I started comedy was Finn.
Then why did you change it back to
Finn? He murdered somebody, okay?
By the way, Finn is French.
I'm on a run from the law. I'm trying to hide here at Compound Media where no one will find me except these two dudes. I don't know who they are. But
all you're doing is confusing your fans.
No. Exactly. Listen, I got some nice press from it. And my therapist, who I no longer employ, said I should do it. So I got a lot of really bad advice, and now I'm Alan Fukes.
Did your therapist ever tell you to ask your parents if they're proud of you?
No, he would know better. What do you mean? That's a gimme question. Not at all.
Berg, when are you
they're shit.
Find Berg.
They don't want this.
Tomorrow's the day. My mom already wrote a Facebook post this week, said she's proud of me. So now it's between me and my dad.
You don't think your dad's very
proud. My mom's
proud.
My dad's not.
Sure, I'm being hopeful.
But my dad's no one to judge. He was a taxi driver. He accomplished nothing.
Yeah. What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do
a
I mean?
Rubby
dub. He racked up a lot of miles.
He did rack up a lot of miles.
I've said that all week. Yeah. How did you not call me a rubby dub Monday? I was a disaster. So are you not proud of your father?
No, I'm proud of him for coming here, not knowing the language, and
his dad came to Compound Media and didn't know the language.
No, wait, he came here from where?
From Russia.
And his last Soviet name was Union. Finn in Russia.
It
was
medium with penis and a dream.
With a slightly over medium sized penis and also girthy.
How many people in your family?
Thick. Me, my sister, and my parents. That's it.
Okay, so you have one sibling. Now, your sister, what does she do? Tell me what she does after the show for $8. What does your sister do?
She's an attorney, which comes in very handy because occasionally I get into legal trouble.
Now, is it possible that you're channeling your frustration with your father because of your life? Your dad was probably happy as a cab driver.
No, he wasn't.
Why wasn't he?
What do you mean? No, he wasn't.
He raised two children.
No, he was an angry dude. He'd get into fights all the time.
Why do some people hold the mic both like my
I like doing it like this.
Okay, go on.
This is pleasurable.
Right, so go on.
Like you're in
control.
Saying
your father was an angry dude?
He was very angry. He'd get into fights all the time.
And you're saying because your dad was angry, you're doing this?
My grandfather.
Toxic guy on yesterday.
Toxic masculinity.
By the way, we really didn't address that enough. Whose parents deadbolted him in his room. Deadbolted him in his room.
My father.
Here, in the corner. Right,
I'll give you an idea.
What's that?
So was he Asian?
Whenever my dad thought I was jerking off, whenever he suspected a good time.
Wait, is Alan's dad?
Is that my dad?
Hit button for me, Chrissy. Where's Tammy?
Alan, what you're
doing?
Oh,
there
you
go.
My God, Mr. Alan.
Oh, hey, what's up, Pops?
Why would you go on podcast and say many bad things about your father?
why do you have a mouth in your beard?
I love you, Dad.
Because I speak a lot. Maybe you don't understand. I am Russian and American. One mouth is Russian, one mouth is American. American mouth say nothing. Russian mouth always complain.
You should have hugged me more.
What now?
I am sorry, Alan. I did not.
You should have gotten me Optimus Prime. No, he. Whenever he suspected I was masturbating in the house, he would bash the door down.
Yes. Yeah. And then I would come in and throw my beard in front of the semen.
He would. The beard was really.
We did not want the semen around the house. Your sister was always.
He was very
around.
Fastidious. Yeah, he wanted to make sure there's no.
Don't you feel lucky that you only have one mouth? Imagine trying to do stand up.
I know. Look at that.
Can we hear the
two
other
mouths
mouth?
Because I was only white cab driver in the Bronx. I would have to yell out of one mouth, "Hey, speak!" Out of the other one, I would yell, "Hey, moon cricket!"
At the same cricket. Time.
Can we hear the other mouth?
Very fast. He learned all the racist lingo.
You want to hear my upper mouth?
Yes, I do.
Right, I will put you in touch with American mouth. Hang on.
I like the beard mouth.
The Russian mouth is the higher one.
But yeah, he'd attack me with
the
dog.
No, the Russian mouth is the lower
one. And bash the door
one.
Down.
But you're whenever talking in American English.
That was his thing.
So Fuchs is a Russian name?
Fuchs is a German name. It means fox. But the family's name, it was like Fuchs. In Russian, it's Fuchs. So,
okay.
Yeah.
But
when I came here, I was Fox. Everyone called me Fox.
Right. So when you.
And then they changed it to Finn.
But you were Finn when you got here.
No,
what is your dad's last name now?
Dude, how do you not
Hot dogs, baseball,
what is so
apple
complicated
pie.
About
I love
is this really
America.
Complicated? Is this
Go Metropolitan Baseball Team of New York
yeah,
City.
Yeah, wait, this guy's stepdad's German. Yeah. Sucks, and he was just... Yeah.
Why does your
Such,
beard
there you
have a
go.
Picture
Smart
of a man?
Guy cared about his family.
Ronald Reagan is best president. What?
Tear down these doors because
died.
My son's jerking off.
What's wrong with my eyes? Alan, stop masturbating in the room of the bath.
I never masturbated at my parents' house.
Why? Just couldn't get into it?
Just never.
When you were a kid growing up, you
really?
Didn't masturbate.
Through puberty?
Never.
Nothing?
Never?
Wow.
Not
All right,
I college,
now I need
I
to go
try.
And fill out this file for the Mueller investigation. I will speak with you shortly. Bye, Alan. I am disappointed.
Bye, Papa. I'll make you proud someday.
You never masturbated in your house growing
never,
up?
Never, never.
How about now that you're old? You ever go back and just fucking...
No, they sold it. They sold it to somebody else. It would be pretty
You ever
hard.
Go back now, just knock on the door and be like, I grew up here
that
and I need to yeah. just
that'd
drop one
funny,
fucking hot load?
That'd be a great porn. Like, I grew up here. Can I just fucking, you yeah. know, jazz yeah. one
can
out?
Can I squirt all over your furniture?
Jazz yeah. one out, that's
can
not
I squirt bad. Over your husband?
Have you ever done Alan's Weekend Sex podcast?
She has.
Yeah, like 100 years ago.
He married you to a chandelier or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Didn't we do that?
It was a weird episode.
It was a weird episode, yeah.
But that shit, it's going well now, right? You rebranded.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Keanu. Who was your
Keanu Thompson. Guys? She's the best, as you know, I'm sure you're aware.
I've heard good things.
And no, she's fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
she's,
every,
people love her.
And it goes out every Sunday?
Every, we record on Sundays, and we release usually on Wednesdays.
And is it just.
I release had, every day.
Yes.
Well, now that you moved out of your parents' house.
Yeah.
And it's TWIS? Is that the podcast?
TWIS, The Week in Sex. We just had an oracle on the show.
An oracle?
Yeah. Yeah, she read our fortunes.
Oh.
And what was the fortune?
I don't think she gave Man. Keanu and her boyfriend much left in their relationship.
Maybe she's a horacle, and she knows when you're about to be single.
Oh, I love it. There's a yeah. podcast.
It doesn't take an oracle to realize.
It does not.
Like that
you don't have to look into the future.
All right, and you and your girl, hypothetically, we'll call her Randy, are doing well.
We don't have to hypothetically, but you know everything's
That's
going
her real
great.
Name.
Everything's going great. The podcast's going great. I'm recording my first comedy album, April 13th
at the Triad Theater.
Triad, fuck yeah! Thank you, Dad.
Triad Theater.
There you go. Pop's coming in with the last minute support.
Really?
Yes, try it theater.
Finn Fuchs?
Saturday, April 13th.
Is your old double mouth?
Double Russian mouth.
Old twin lip Dostoevsky. And you will be headlining Lucy's.
Lucy's Apple. This Friday. Yes. Please come. It's tomorrow at 7:30.
Very funny, Chrissy Mayer.
It was good. I really enjoyed the Dangling Loafer Show, which is at this place called King's. And then I did two shows at the Chapel Hill Pit. They're a new venue, and they're an improv venue. So, like improv venues, they make the bulk of their money through like improv classes. So they don't really know
rape
how
lawsuits.
To, they don't and rape lawsuits. Right.
That, whatever happened.
To me, it didn't seem like they figured out how to market or like, you know, they basically did like little to no promoting. Like they didn't know how to tap into all the colleges around them. So just from my own marketing, like I was able to pull like two shows together. But like I'm sure they'll figure it out.
What brings you down there? Like do you have family down
yeah,
there?
Yeah, my brother lives in Holly Springs.
You ever jerk off in his house?
I did. No.
That's a fair call.
I mean they
women
have two
don't
cats.
Jerk off, Gene.
I'll just pet their cats.
And just looking for and a peaceful place to jerk off where people don't knock doors down.
They just had a baby, so I went to go see the baby.
Aww. Yeah.
If I need to lose weight, should I just do what Bill Schultz does and eat out of this fridge and do blow?
Yes.
Yeah. I dye my hair like more black or more red.
You know what you should try and do? Milkshakes and potato chips.
All right.
Bill Schultz, best
Karen,
bed hair in the business.
Milkshakes and potato chips.
All right, so it's the Weekend Sex Podcast.
Weekend Sex Podcast.
Did that. I listened to
you guys,
that episode.
Killer episode.
That was a lot
we
of
didn't
fun.
Edit really almost nothing. Almost nothing was edited out. Almost nothing.
What happened to the 40 minutes you edited out of that podcast?
Almost nothing of notes was edited out.
Came to at a bar.
You're still employed.
I am still employed.
Yes.
Guess what? I'm a 32 triple D now.
Are you really?
Yeah, I just got
the milk is delicious.
Thank you.
I can't thank you enough for the milk.
How weird is that? Now I have one of those weird bra sizes.
What is it?
32 triple D.
Sounds really good.
You're triple D boobs?
Yeah, I like, and they're
good for you, Frank. Great work.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
Well done. Lucy's Laugh Lounge. Are we doing a Comedian to the Compound there? We're thinking about it.
Where?
The Laugh Lounge. We're thinking about that.
I think so. I think it's in the works.
I spoke with Frank. I'll get to it next week. I'm wrapping up the final thing of the documentary where we got to go back. So I'm all tied up. My parents are coming in town this weekend. I got to ask if they're proud of me.
His parents are great.
Mrs. Bird.
His mother. And, he looks just like his mother. It's adorable.
And that's all. And
you definitely jerked off in your parents' house.
I'm a bird.
Yeah.
For sure.
I used to put a towel under the bathroom door because I was afraid they'd see through the under the bathroom door when they were coming up the stairs. And then my dad's like, "You smoking in there?" And it was like, my dick.
Yeah.
Did you say that to your dad?
No. I was like, no, a towel fell. They very clearly knew I was
I used to do that because I thought that like they would look into the bathroom and like see what I was doing.
Yeah.
I went to Catholic school, so I don't think I masturbated.
No, you were too busy getting raped.
Until I was in college.
I was afraid of men.
I didn't know how to masturbate.
Yeah. No, well, I've made up for it.
I still don't know how.
Until I was in college. I was a gun. Yeah.
I'll say this. Alan Finn's a very nice guy. When I first moved to New York, he used to run a room at the Pear all the time, and I used to go up there and do comedy, and he would do his comedy there as well.
Well, make sure
you
learn. So it's the
I love this dude, too. He's great.
Oh, please. You guys are great. So it's the Triad. When? The 14th?
The 13th. April 13th.
March
8:30. April 13th.
April 13th. Alan,
Fuchs.
Alan Finn battles
Alan
Fuchs. A Japanese
April
mafia.
April 13th.
It's a Triad.
The Triad Theater. Beautiful theater.
It's a nice little theater. Are you videotaping it as well?
Yes, we're doing the whole thing.
Who else is on the show?
You're going to sell it as a special?
It's a great, yep, hell yeah. We got a great lineup.
What are you going to call it? Yakov Smirnoff 2019?
Nah.
My father has two mouths in his beard.
My father has so many mouths, you had to eat two sandwiches.
The name of the album is Girls Just Want to Have Finn.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm. What are you calling it, Alan? You have the name, right?
The Worst Jew.
Really?
Yes, the Worst Jew.
How about go fuke yourself?
That's good too.
How about I fuked up my social media?
Zero fukes given.
This guy fukes.
Zero fukes given is better than the Worst Jew.
Yeah,
like that.
You're
better?
Trying to market to Jews. They're not a big
Jews
DVD.
Don't like
comedy.
Aaron reads through everything.
No, I couldn't.
Right, I'm trying to market to Jews because it's in the Upper West Side. So I'm like, how can I get these people who don't know me to come out?
You don't need to name your album a stupid name to get people in the door. That's a stupid name.
I want people who don't know me to come in the door. You think Zero Fukes Given is better
than
the Worst
Jew? Do you have enough of a following that you can get 150 people out for the taping?
I think so, yeah. And I still want people just
to... You want random people to walk in.
Yes. I want new people.
I'm going to say this. You're a very good street promoter. You're really good at that. So I will not doubt that, but I do not think you should call your album The Worst Jew.
No, and especially...
People are not going to... I'm going to tell you this from experience.
No.
I had a segment called Black Girl Fag Hag 2 years ago, like at the height. It plays all the time, but they took it. They wouldn't let me say the word fag. Now, I'm just saying that because people will be offended by the Worst Jew. They won't get the irony of it. They don't know you.
People
the context
stupid.
Is lost in the print of the words. So it's going to affect your play and your ability to sell on several platforms.
Hmm.
And it sounds like he's doing
I like Zero Fukes Given.
Without
Thank
a doubt.
You. Yeah. I should be in charge
Zero
of your
Fukes
fucking
Given
life.
Is great.
I should have come here a month ago before I shelled out all this money for the poster.
Yeah, but
well, no, you can leave the show poster the same.
The publicist.
But change the name of the... You didn't record the album yet.
No, I didn't record it yet.
Just don't call it The Worst Jew. You can call this
cares.
Show The Worst Jew.
Yeah.
Mm. People on the Upper West Side might go.
Yeah, right. and you don't want to
be... Let Frank redo your flyer. He makes a really good flyer.
I just don't like the name for the album. I'm telling you. Zero Fukes Given. It's funnier. Right? It's better. It's going to sell better.
And a woman
guys
came up
too?
With it.
This is from a
too?
Guy that makes so much money, he's going broke paying taxes. I owe so much money in taxes because I'm super rich.
Do they know that you have a piper, though?
Yeah, I'm 1%.
And watch this. And you have to combine all your wife's income.
Yeah. My wife made money last year.
Ooh.
Look, plus it sounds like you're doing that title
We're
just
up to
draw
a quarter million and $8.
Yeah, it's a transparent, blatant attempt to get, you know, people to look and see, oh, what is this? This is interesting. Maybe because there are a lot of non-practicing Jews there.
You
no one's a religious Jew
albums?
Anymore in New York.
Comedy. Just make it funny. Title it whatever you want.
Yeah.
I'll show you the poster. You can tell me what you think. I have to see the poster.
Let me tell you already. No.
The poster is not going to change his mind.
Like 19 minutes into stoppage time.
We wanted to do a closing segment, but Garrett says we don't have time for it.
Why is he being like that?
I just heard Ori and Raul were doing something on the blanket, and I was like, can we go to that? And
I
he said, we got
go
10 to... minutes. We don't have time.
Do you know that they have blankets now that look like burritos so you can wrap
These guys are
up?
Having a picnic while a bulldozer digs holes to bury gaylords. And I want you to know what they're doing, but Garrett says we don't have time.
Garrett, make the time. Please.
I don't know what to do. It feels like we would end on a cliffhanger. Ori and Raul are on a blanket.
Work.
Sit the fuck down. What?
I gotta go do a college.
Stop it.
This weekend I'll be in New York City. I'll be at Stand Up New York, and I'll be at Gotham. Where are you gonna be, Gino?
I'm actually at the Grizzly Pear on our boy Kenny Warren's show tomorrow night. I'm excited about that.
Chrissy?
Lucy's Laugh House. No, Lucy's Laugh Lounge. Friday, tomorrow, 7:30. Please come. Please
Alan, come. Tell them again. About
April 13th. I don't know what the fuck the album name's going to be now, but...
Zero Fuchs Given.
Zero Fuchs Given. If you guys like that title, let me know. Zero Fuchs Given. April 13th. Try it.
You don't start yet.
All right, Gino, morning. We got a camera over there. We have Ori and Raul, and we have caught them in a very compromising position.
Right here, Bill,
we take you there live now. Oh, my God.
You want to suck a dick?
Oh.